You're listening to an LA Kings podcast. For more episodes of this and every other Kings program, visit lakings.com/podcast.
You're listening to All the Kings Men, the official podcast of the LA Kings. Now, here's your host, Jesse Cohen.
Welcome back, Kings fans. I am Jesse Cohen. This is All the Kings Men. When it comes to a starting lineup, everybody loves the starter from Jack Black. Loaded with the superior skincare that the pros love, LA Kings fans can get the starter for just $10, shipping included. Available exclusively at getjackblack.com with the code TEAMJB, the starter has four of Jack Black's best-selling skincare and shave products, plus a full-sized Intense Therapy Lip Balm SPF 25 in natural mint. Here's to the winning combination of the LA Kings and the starter from Jack Black. $10 plus free shipping, available at getjackblack.com with the code TEAMJB while supplies last. The LA Kings currently have 8 picks in the 2021 NHL entry draft, including the 8th overall pick. The draft is always a bit of a mystery with hundreds of players eligible to be taken, but this year has made it even tougher to predict. So we've assembled some keen hockey observers from around the hockey world, and Jack Jablonski is going to ask them to tell us which players are out there and what kinds of players might wind up in LA. This week we're off to Finland, and Krister Kasurainen, who correctly identified Kasper Siimantyvel as a potential target for the Kings at the 2020 NHL entry draft.
What's up, Kings fans? Jack Jablonski here, and joining me all the way from Finland is Krister Kasurainen, general manager of esports. It's great to have you on, Krister. How are you doing?
Thank you for the invitation once again. Always happy to be here, and especially because of last year's, like, Kasperi Siimantyvel, me getting that right. I'm looking for 2-0 this time around.
Exactly, yes. Both you and Sixten from Sweden both called out two guys that the Kings were going to draft. So we're going to hope to continue that. But as mentioned, you know, we've got you on here to talk about the Finnish prospects coming up in the 2021 draft. Not only did Kasper Siimantyvel get drafted by the Kings, but two other Finns were also drafted last year in Juho Markkanen and Atu Jamsen. So quite seemingly a connection and something that we've seen before. So including Rasmus Kupari, of all people. But you know, you look to this year, the Kings have 8 draft picks, 1 in the first, 2 in the second, 2 in the third. The first person I do want to touch on in terms of Finnish prospects, and I think there's a lot to unpack here, is Atu Raati. You know, center, 6'2", a guy who now projected to go in the mid to late first round, but for a long time was someone that, you know, I think the prospects expected to go potentially number one overall. In what aspects do you think you've seen him fall, and what do you think he can bring to the table now?
Yeah, well, with Atu Raati, I think, was the thing that for some odd reason he, like, missed the world championships, like, this season. And all in all, what I've come to conclude, at least, don't have, like, no evident thing on it, but, like, his transition from, like, junior play now to playing in the Liga hasn't gone really well. He did a very early, like, a debut in Liga, so he was 16 when he started, but yet he hasn't, like, comprised that many games in the whole thing, and it's interesting in a way. I'd say that the skill and potential, he's been talked about, like, for years already here, since I've heard, like, people talk about him when he's been, like, 14 or 15. So he's one of these guys, anyways. But I don't know. It's still, like, I think the transition from like juniors to men is, at the moment, there's still some, like, development needed there. In a way.
Yeah, you mentioned that development, and just to put numbers to the description, you know, 35 games at Liga up top at Karpat, and just 6 points, 3 goals, 3 assists. So, you know, he made a little bit of a debut in last year with 12 games and 4 points as well in Liga. But yeah, missing that World Juniors is obviously a head scratcher, but someone who still projects to have the ability to be a top line center, correct?
Yeah, yes. And I'd say that, like, it might be a bit also a bit misleading with Karpatis. Like, I have to tell a little, like, side story on Karpatis. Like, one of the most, like, successful Finnish teams, and they're actually, like, the northern team of Finland. So basically half of Finland is comprised of Karpat youth program. So basically he's in a hotspot, in a place where I think that they've played him in, like, lower lower tiers, like fourth line or, and such, and no power play. So it's always like the statistics don't tell everything, because like they're trying to play all of their like junior players, but that usually happens later on, like in the season, everything. So I'd say that there's something still there more, I think. And those like world juniors you mentioned, is that I think there is a possibility of some sort of injuries they just haven't like wanted to disclose on that matter. So.
You know, just to wrap up on Atu Rati, is there someone within the NHL that you see a lot of similarities within his game? Someone that he, you know, replicates, or you watch him and go, wow, that looks a lot like X, Y, or Z?
Hands down, Alexander Barkov, Florida Panthers. Barkov? Finnish player as well. Like there are like similarities with the guy, but remains to be seen. Yeah, he's a rather decent sized player, and as I can see it, he is good in his two way game. So there is a possibility, but I'd say that still long off, or like a lot of development needed for such a big name and such big boots.
Absolutely, and Alexander Barkov 2.0 would not be a bad player for any NHL team, that's for sure. No. The next guy we want to move to here is Samu Tuomala. 5'10" right winger, 175 pounds. Someone who has really risen in the rankings lately a lot among a lot of draft boards, looking at, you know, potentially that late first round draft pick. He's a little bit younger. He only played 5 games in Liga, but that was also with Karpat. What do you see in his game? Obviously, he's a talented winger and has that offense, but is it ready? You know, where's the development, and who do you like, or what do you like within his game?
Well, to start with, yeah, he's a bit smaller guy, but he's been very much liked because of his like smaller size. His skates really fast. He has a really, really good shot to a guy of his age. But all in all, I'd say that the downside with him is that I think that he still lacks a bit of motivation on the defense side of the game. A pretty common, I think, trait with the like younger players who are like offensively very capable. But I'd say that where his rise in like the draft picks came from is that he had a really, really good U18 this year, like the junior world championships, with a 5+4 record. So the thing is that he was destroying it with the guy I think we'll be talking about a bit later, with Ville Koivunen. They were doing this sort of a like duo there. But I'd say they people have been like, you asked with Ratu, you asked like who would I compare it to? It's a bit smaller, Jesse Puljujärvi, I would say, if I would have to tell him what kind of a player that is. And I think it also, the player's like personality is a bit same. So he's not I'd say that he's not your like average like hockey player, but he has a sort of a funny personality to him as well, which might prove burdensome or a asset.
Yeah, you mentioned the World Juniors at the 18 level. He had played 7 games, 11 points with 5 goals and 6 assists. This guy obviously has, you know, the offensive weapons, and you mentioned that lack of, you know, maybe concentration on the defensive side. In everything that you have seen and read or know about Tuomala, is he someone that has that ability to turn it on and focus on the defensive side of the game, or is this guy just all offense?
No, I think that at the moment with like all the Finnish prospects is that they are basically, how we're doing it here in Finland is now is that first off, we're letting the players shine in the areas they are really good at. And after that, I think when they come to play with the men's teams, they start like also like fine tuning the other parts where they're lacking a bit. So I'd say that they've just let him now go play his game. And I think now that we are closing into the like the more Liga games, and it, like if he gets drafted really high in the draft and everything, I think that they'll start mending him to be more like, yeah, fully fledged player.
Well, you mentioned Ville Koivunen, and that's the next guy we're going to move to. Another winger, tall boy, 6 feet, but 165. Second rounder projection, but someone that, as you mentioned, has that ability to shine and maybe sneak into that first round. You know, along in that World Juniors at the 18 level, he had 10 points in 7 games. He's one of the younger guys in this draft pick. He played at the U20 level and had 49 points in 38 games at the U20 level for Karpat. You know, is this someone that you see as being, you know, one of those guys where, wow, whoever gets him, that's a steal?
Can be or cannot. So basically, he's a good player as he's playing like both wings. So he has a capability of being a right winger or a left winger, but still remains to be seen. Because like the thing is that compared to, for example, with Tuomala or Räty, it's a bit of a problem with this guy is that he's like debuting in the Liga still, in the next season still. So he hasn't like had that many like men's games.
But I think
that if somebody realizes that there is the potential and knows, of course, more than me on the matter, is that there might be this possibility of that, but remains to be seen. They're like, I tried to find like good material on him, but he's still, I think, with like Räty, Tuomala and him. No, sorry. Räty, Koivunen and Tuomala. Yeah, he's the third like guy, the most known guy.
Got it.
Three.
Yeah. I mean, he seems to be a point machine and someone who has the offensive skill. You know, in one of the common trends among his scouting reports and what everyone is talking about him, someone who has that size and he's not afraid to go in the dirty areas, but someone who still has to develop and work on maybe that in tight and grittiness. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think it's pretty common with like most of the players in this list in a way.
Yeah. Well, the next guy, and we'll all recognize his last name, is Oliver Kapanen. You know, he's the cousin of Kasperi Kapanen. You know, this guy, center, 6'1", 179, you know, somewhere in that second round area. This is an interesting one because I think this is someone who replicates Finnish hockey well, and I'd love to get your opinion on this. 200-foot player, a guy that knows both the offense and defense, has that ability to play on the offensive end, but still can contribute on the defensive end.
Yeah, he's like now is he fourth or fifth like professional hockey player coming into the system from that family. So he's like third generation guy. And at the moment he's playing for Kalpa, and I don't know how well known of a fact it is there on the other side of the Atlantic, is that Kalpa is owned also partly by the Kapanen family. Oh, and like his father, Kimmo Kapanen, has been the CEO of that company. So basically what he's doing at the moment, he's starting in Kalpa in Liiga next year. And I think like with Kasperi Kapanen is that even though it's not one of the top tier Liiga teams, is that he will have I wouldn't say that like connections matter, but an almost guaranteed highlight spot, especially if their like season starts falling off. So basically, after that, it'll be just like Oliver Kapanen show for the last like one third of the season. So
one of his highlights was his ability to just be great in the face-off circle. Is he someone that, you know, maybe is riding under the radar because of the small market, and maybe someone who's not the flashiest player in terms of, you know, skill?
Yeah, and I think that's kind of like the whole thing with like the whole Kapanen family, is that they're a bit like, there's always been like with, for example, with Sami Kapanen, that when he came to the NHL, he wasn't considered that much of a like an offensive threat, but how boy were people wrong. So I think it's with that family that there comes like expectations also, but I don't know how it's always been that they've been a bit undervalued, like even though they have this like heritage and lineage of like three generations of like different. Oh, there was somebody screaming at me from the outside of the window. Yeah, let's continue. Yeah.
You know, you looked at Kapanen's numbers, and he's got 41 points in 37 games at the U20 level. He's someone that only played four games at the U18 World Juniors, didn't record a point. But hey, you know, you've got someone that has the ability to work in both ends, and I think that goes a long way in the NHL.
Yeah, and he has the best, like, especially now that he's in Kuopio with Kalpa, is that it's his grandfather is like a dominant figure there and such. So he'll be getting like lots of time from them at the moment, preparing him for like what lies ahead in like his professional hockey career. So I think that the development with him will be really rapid and like, yeah.
The next guy we move to here is Samuel Helenius, 6'6", 201 center. A guy who, again, is someone that can be very impactful on the defensive end. You look at his numbers, he played 54 games in the Liga, 7-7 for 14 points. And then also played in the World Juniors at the 20 level with 4 points in 7 games. Is this guy someone that's just Mr. Consistent, a safe pick that you just expect to develop into a two-way player in the NHL?
Yeah, I'd say a two-way player is a good way of putting it. He's a, like, I think he's like third, fourth line center kind of a guy. And he has like heritage as well. He's the son of Sami Helenius, who has played like 160 NHL games earlier. So basically, and his father is really, really well-known Finnish player. He's played also in the World Championships for Team Finland. And he is like hugely famous of his really, really hard game style. He's very physical, very mean and such. So I think that if his son has gotten that, and on top of that, he's still like more skilled than playing like 2020 like era hockey, I think a really, really nice addition to any team with third, fourth line center in need.
Well, I mean, he's got the frame at 6'6", 201. And, you know, in reading about him and all the scouting reports, a lot of comparisons were drawn to Brian Boyle, someone who's been around the NHL quite a bit, but also someone who's been successful in playing that third, fourth line role. Is that someone you see him as, or is there a different player that you could compare him to?
Brian Boyle, actually, now that I come to think of it, it's a really good comparison in a way. And as I was also, I put in my notes with him, is that like not all of the Finnish prospects cannot be like first or second line players. Mm-hmm. And I think that with him, it's pretty much already a guaranteed thing that he will not be a top line center, but somebody who is like giving you like the full aspect of the game, and especially like during like playoffs or like late season pushes for the playoff spot and such. So I think that the grit with this guy is he is a sort of a fighter, this one.
Well, we get to our first defenseman on the list for the Finns, and it's Aleksi Malinen, 6'185", a guy who's projected to go in that second, third round area. He had 30 games at Liga for JYP, played had 3 points. I think this is an interesting player just because of his ability to, you know, skate and be effective on both ends of the ice. You know, from your perspective, what do you make of his game and you know, the teams that would be going after him?
Well, the thing is with him is a bit of a dice roll, is that he's a playmaking defenseman, and they have been playing it in Jupp. They've been playing him as a seventh defender, and he hasn't gotten any like special play times, no power play. Okay. I think like some shorthanded time, but still, I think that he isn't, in a way, I'd say playmaking defenseman is kind of a over, like a bit exaggerated thing, is that I think that a two-way forward, yes. But the team he is at the moment in with Jupp is that they're in a bit of a turmoil at the moment, and they were last in Liga this season. So basically all of his plus minus and everything, those can be like credited to the like the weak season for the whole team and such. So it's actually hard to get a read on the guy, but there has to be something good on it, as he signed a 3-year junior deal with Jupp. And less than a year after that, he signed a 2-year men's contract with Jupp. So basically, I think at least the organization sees him as a big prospect for that.
Is he someone that you think has the ability to contribute on the power play if he gets more ice time and grows up?
I think, yeah. Because like earlier, what I watched his like earlier stats is that then he starts producing. But I think nowadays it's pretty hard for the like the offensive defenseman to get noticed, as it's pretty common in the NHL, in Liga and everywhere, is that even with power play, they're playing like 4 forwards and 1 defenseman. So less and less power play time for the defenseman, in a way.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting, especially for the American listeners who, you know, obviously need to understand when it comes to the stats. You know, we talked to Sixten, who is in Sweden, and obviously now with you, Krister, in Finland, of, you know, this is the men's league. These are grown men, you know, guys that are 20, 30, 5 years old, and these guys are trying to get into the league. And obviously, as you mentioned, it's hard for the young players to get consistent amount of ice time, especially when they're 17, 18, 19 years old.
Yeah. So, and definitely. And like, I think that the like with Liga and with like the Swedish Hockey League also, is that they're starting to pile up in a way is that like you have like familiar names from the NHL playing there, they're like last years and everything. So it's very harsh to get the playtime, especially on the big teams that are like consistently making it like full playoff runs. And on top of that, getting the like required minutes for you to really shine on the stats department. So yeah, hard.
This next guy, who might be one of my favorite guys in terms of just doing all this draft research, Samu Salminen, 6'3", 186, center or left wing, actually committed to the University of Denver in 2 years. But currently he was the captain of the U18 World Junior team with 9 points in 7 games. At the U20 League, he had over a point per game. Great in the faceoff circle, over 65%, which I think is something that really has to be taken into consideration. What do you like about Samu's game?
I think that like offensively, he's like going forward to the offensive zone. He's a really good player, but many like Finnish news sites have still stated that they like the, again, with the motivation to the defensive side of the game, he has been this kind of a junior star already a couple of years. And he has like his brothers are also playing hockey, so in a sense, I'd say that he is going for the high scoring, not giving a damn about the defensive side kind of play. And I think he'll be anyways forced to play also on the defensive side. And the Denver move, what I thought at the moment is like with Jokerit now, is that they have a really good youth program at the moment here in Helsinki. But the problem with that team is that the men's team is not playing in Liga, but they're playing in the KHL. So basically the jump...
interesting.
Yeah. So basically the jump from the... Yeah, the only actually Finnish team. The jump from the U20 Jokerit to KHL, that's a massive leap. So it's basically you coming out almost the same as you coming out of the U20 straight to the NHL. So basically you're playing in a high level professional league already before, like, and then there is no this like middle step there. And that's why they are like at the moment kind of like losing their prospects to different places like HIFK, which I'm like representing in the esports department, is that they are getting players from there, and like how good players like him are moving already stateside to like continue and get like a feel of the American style of hockey, Canadian style of hockey there and everything. So
you mentioned, interrupt there. You mentioned that a lot of these players are leaving that program to stay in Finland. Is that something that when these guys sign as youth and or as professionals know that their next step, if they make it to the big leagues, is going to be in the KHL opposed to in Liga?
Yeah, basically. Everybody knows it. I actually know it pretty well. Actually, my cousin's son has been through that same junior program. And that's the kind of a thing, is that the leap is just too wide. As the thing is that they're like buying players, and they have like million, like, is it 3 to 5 million budget on their players already? And so, no, actually more, I think 10 million might be even. But yeah, so it's basically you can't get like, okay, if it's somebody like, for example, Anton Lundell or somebody like that, they would have, he might get some games in the KHL, but no, it's the leap is too big, usually.
The last guy we have here on the Finnish list is Etu Lucas. Yeah. You know, right winger, 6'2", 205, big frame, someone that's going to go right in that second, third round. You know, he played 19 games at Liga with 3 points. And then he had just under a point per game in the minimal appearances he made at the U20 level. What does this guy have the makings of? Because he seems like a power forward.
Mm-hmm. And you are incorrect in that. And also what I kind of like these young guys at the moment is that he's been through the whole TPS like junior mm-hmm. program from the U16 all the way to U20. And now he's like made a debut in the men's league. So. Yeah, power forward is a good thing. But again, as they were having actually a really good year this season, is that I think it's, again, the same thing that we're going now over and over. He didn't get like the proper time to show his skill. And it's usually in Finland now, the funny thing is that after you get drafted to the NHL, somehow the players get more ice time after that. So It's a funny thing, even though they haven't like developed or anything. But yeah, when they of course, they're like the media value and everything rises if you're like a first round or second round like draft pick. But yeah, he's played, was it 19 games at the moment? And it's
correct,
still, and there's still like speculation is that can he again transition from like juniors to the like the men's league? And that's a big question.
He doesn't, you know, from the draft rankings and you look at the scouting reports, seems like a guy who's quite well-rounded, but not maybe your top-end scorer that's going to be that X factor, you know, 20, 30 goal scorer as he moves up. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So again, like lower tier, like lower line player to start with.
You take into consideration his game. What do you see in terms of someone that he compares to within the NHL game?
That's a hard one. I'd say that because like you have always like the funny thing is like the higher you are in the like the NHL draft rankings, the more info you got on this guy. But it's a hard what would I say? Like with
for any attributes that he brings along the lines of something within someone's game, maybe?
Very, very strong. That one thing I know about this game is like very strong in the corners, like with less, like normally with power, like the power forward things. But he isn't that big of a checker in a way. I think that he's more of like using his body to like get like the opponents rid of the puck and such. So he isn't, let's say, if you would talk about an aggressive player or a hard hitting player. But I think he has more of a makings of this kind of a guy who uses his size just for the struggles in the corners and such. Yeah.
Well, the last thing here, and you talked about at the top of the podcast of you nailed Kasper Simon-Tivel. I think we're going to go back to it here. You know, put your general manager hat on, take into consideration what the Kings have in terms of prospects and what they may be looking for. Do you see anyone that maybe represents the Kings game or someone that you could see the Kings drafting here?
Yes, because of the like high amount of draft picks, I think it's highly obvious, of course, that the Kings will be smart enough to draft a Finnish player, of course, this year. and of course, one thing I have to be better always is than my Swedish counterpart, because Finnish people tend to be better than Swedish people in many many aspects. So I'd actually go with. I was thinking first of like Samu Salminen, but I'll change that and I'll go with Oliver Kapanen. The most interesting guy, and I'd say that he can be everything what Kasperi Kapanen is already in Pittsburgh and was in Toronto. So I think that because of the similarities in their like training and everything, and they have this sort of Oliver Kapanen has a little smaller like potential, but I think that there is something there with Oliver Kapanen.
Well, Krister Kasarainen, I appreciate you coming on all the way from Finland. I know it's late, but hey, it's always a great time to get some information on the Finnish prospects. As we touched on last year, hey, we had 3 draft picks from Finland. Mm-hmm. This year, hopefully, we'll have a few more and we'll be able to get your opinion on them. Thank you so much.
Thank you.